Next person on the list is Lois Graydon.
Good evening. First of all, I want to go on record. My name is Lois Graydon. I'm adamantly opposed to this project. Thank you. Can you hear me now? Okay. I have to yell. I don't know how I'm supposed to trust people with the sewers when we can't get microphones. But in any case, I also want to just talk about the time of this meeting. 5 o'clock. Working class people have to come here at this time. Wasn't any consideration given to the time to think about people who have to work and have kids? How could they make this meeting? The other thing, I just want to address this question because I do, just to give you a little history, my family has lived in Riverview. For over 100 years, you're going to force me to sell my property that my parents worked so hard for. My father was a teacher. He wasn't a wealthy man. He wasn't Donald Trump. We got 4 little apartments there. You say you're for small businesses? We're not talking about Donald Trump and huge apartment complexes. You want to charge us to try and make ends meet by putting apartments in? Let's just give it to them. As I said, my parents grew, I have a long history there. They loved Riverview. I had a wonderful childhood. I have wonderful memories of there. They fell in love, Katy Avenue, down at the Tidewater Rock. My grandparents lived up the street. We have 3 properties. We are not, I'm trying to pass this on to my children, my sister who can't work. Do you know what this does to people? I don't think you realize it. You stand here and talk about clean water. Yes, that's all well and good, but we're going to have to sell to get out of there. I'm in a probably a lucky position because, okay, I'll sell it, and the way things work around here, maybe some developer will take it and put 10,000 small houses on it. But I'm going to have to sell, and I bitterly oppose having to make that choice, of making a choice that I don't want to make. People will say, oh, well, now you've got sewers. You can sell your house for a lot of money. I don't want to sell my property. And you are forcing me to do that. There are so, you know, and is this really necessary? How come some parts of the city of Warwick, Potawatomi, they have septic? Warwick Neck, there are a lot of areas in this city, and I've been fighting this battle with Ed for 9 years. I never agreed to this. I started petitions 9 years ago, and my good friends and neighbors, I got so sick of it, I couldn't take it anymore. My good friends and neighbors, Alex and Pauline, all these wonderful people, picked up the baton. This is a terrible thing you're doing to us. And nobody wants these sewers. Thank you.
Next up is John, I believe, Berman. It says, to be determined. Wrote down address as TBD. John? Are you John?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, you got my information here. All right. A couple of things I want to say. One, this is absolutely ridiculous. 2, the project couldn't have been more appropriately named. 86. 86 in some lines of work means to get rid of it. And that's what we should do with this, get rid of this project. It's just absolutely ridiculous. My wife and I, we just paid off our house, and we were going to enjoy retirement. Well, guess what? I'm disabled, she's disabled, and now we got a nice big chunk of bill. And if we go to try to sell the house, the realtor has to inform the potential buyers of any little thing like a sewer assessment. And that's going to take it out of our profits, out of our pocket, when we close the house. And I have you guys to thank. And the other thing about this is, and the construction company, D'Ambra, the last time they did something on Tidewater Drive, they put all new asphalt down. 2 weeks later, they come and dig up holes in it. I tore the tailpipe off my car going down Tidewater Drive. I had to go back home, take it off my car. And guess what? I submitted the paperwork because I'm disabled. It took me some time to get the notice into the city. And I did. And they said, well, when you get the estimates and everything else, give them to us and we'll pay you. Well, it took too long. I said, you took too long. We're not going to give you one dime. And that's the way they say thank you to me. You know, all of y'all, just enjoy. I hope you enjoy life and I hope you enjoy what you're doing to people.
Next person on the list is a Richard Medimiano. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. DeMoro. So Richard DeMoro.
Last name is DeMoro.
Oh, thank you. And your full name, please, for the record.
Bernice M. DeMoro. I had a few questions, but it seems like a lot of the gentlemen and ladies that I'm up here, they already answered the questions that I had in mind. But I just want to say one thing is that I think it should be a choice. It's us picking to see what we want. We don't want sewers, and that's basically what I wanted to you guys let know. Miss Lewis said what I wanted to say as well. And so Miss Jenks also had a great questions, which I had in mind. And she already brought it up to the table. That's what I wanted to let you guys know. But I think we should be having a choice of not having the sewers. I'm still sticking to the septic and cesspool. Thank you.
Next is Terry Medeiros.
Four weeks to the day, new hip, and it's excellent. Can you hear me okay if I just talk like this? I'll use my teacher voice because this is kind of echoey and some of the people having trouble hearing. I'm not really sure what I want to begin with. I decided to go on a factual trek. First of all, this is the petition that we had asked our present mayor if he would look at. It was refused at the campaign headquarters. Then it was brought down to City Hall one more time and not taken again. Our previous mayor, God rest his soul, who I didn't agree with a lot on, accepted things at the office. That kind of bothered me. We were also told that this petition of over 300 signatures were not from the neighborhood. And I'd just like to start reading a few off. 96 Katie Ave, 40 Clifford. Some of them were hard to read. That's why we couldn't do the spreadsheet. 38 Lippitt Ave, 76 Lippitt Ave. 52 Mill Cove, 76 Mill Cove, 106 Mill Cove, 59 Wentworth, 53 Wentworth, 56 Lippitt, Sunset Ave, Hope Ave, Clara Ave, 67 Alden Ave, Pender, Tidewater, 151 Pender, 17. I'm going to keep reading them all. I'm honoring every one of these people who tried to tell you guys we don't need or want. And before the mayor was elected, he said that he would listen to us and look at this once he was elected. And then you were elected, and I believe, I don't want to misquote if it was before or after you were elected, we were called on social media a small negative group. 74 Beatrice Ave, 9 Beatrice Ave, 17 Linden, 17, I can't read that street, 92 Katy, 177 Katy, 127 Pender, 80 Van Zandt, 12 Clara, 48 Clara, I think I read that already, 52 Riverside, 100 Whipple, 98 Park, 48 Eaton, 99 Grove, 294 Grove, 5 Linden Ave, 54 Hope, 30 Linden, 55 Alden? Okay. Tidewater, 119 Grove, 114 Grove, 129 Pender, 49 Linden, 68 Alden, 54 Alden, 71 Chapin, Clampin? Chapin, 52 Alden, 93 Chapin, 108 Chapin, 111 Chapin. I'm sorry, guys, that you want to talk, but this is important that everybody hears all these people from legitimate neighborhood sign these petitions. For
can you accept that these are real people?
Well, publicly,
I have never disputed the people on that, ever said that there are people on that list that weren't from here, ever.
Well, a gentleman in our room did.
Well, now, this gentleman did, and I get the point. You don't need to read 300
you
of
sure,
them.
Sure, because there's over 300 of them, and I'll keep
okay.
reading them.
There are 300. I'll acknowledge that.
I'll keep reading them. What? 400 now, sorry. That's right. 48 pages, 400. All Bayside. Okay.
Can we keep it to just the person at the podium, please?
All righty. You guys said that you're going to fight for us. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I said to city leaders, I called my state reps, and I said, fight for us. There was plenty of money before, as Karen referenced, $4,000. You guys, there were crickets. I would like to show as an example what leaders in our state can do if you truly communicate from city to state to Washington. June 28th, 2021, press release from the State Rhode Island General Assembly. I have the copy, thanks to Andrew Carullo, helped me find it. I have the actual consent calendar with the voting record that the city of Coventry was being ravaged by the sewer authority for rakes, construction fees, and Senator Raptakis would not tolerate it. He put a bill into the House. This is what I asked our city leaders to do. Communicate to our state leaders. Get someone to fight for us. Crickets. Senator Raptakis put this bill in. This is for paving, that they will never, ever be responsible for paving. 65 yays. But further insulting, the yellow highlighted are our reps, representing Warwick, Bennett, McNamara. I'm crying right now because I can't believe nobody tried to put us in this bill, knowing what we're going through. Serpa, Shanley, Solomon, Bella Wilkinson, all voted yes that Coventry would never have to pay for paving. Senator Raptakis put another bill in 2019, again, because the Coventry Sewer Authority was thinking of how to make money for their crumbling sewer system. And he put a bill in saying that the city could never charge an interest rate more than 0.5% for any construction loan. And I asked you guys to put yourself in the shoes of the median income of $62,000 families in our neighborhood. What would you want? Contact our leaders, you guys that lead our city. Have your meetings. Senator Raptakis put that bill in. Thank you, Andrew Carullo. I had trouble finding the voting record for this. 35 yays, that's who was in session, the senators. Lynch, Prada, McCaffrey, McKinney, our three senators at the time it was done, all voted yes. Nobody put us in this. And when I brought this up at a Zoom meeting, our city councilman said, thank you for bringing that up, Terry Medeiros. I'm very proud that we are never going to charge more than 1.25% above. And I walked away saying, you didn't hear what I said. This man fought for his constituents, which is all we have asked for you guys to do. It can be done, but insultingly, our elected officials fought for Coventry, not for us. That makes me boil. But I already cried for our poor gentleman here. Okay, even one of your board members, because I called to check who was on the board still, because the website, which happens, two people were no longer on it, and I got all the people who were on it. August 13th, 2019, Carlos Piscitoro, Sewer Authority board member, states that directional drilling be abandoned. He points out that other utilities, including water and gas lines, run underneath the Bayside roads, and the area has already been disturbed. Further, he points out, with a gravity system rather than the low-pressure system now on the drawing boards, there would be no need to have pumps. Then he goes on to talk about the 220 volts, and many of our homes don't have it, which brings me to the e-grinder. I'm taking up time, you guys, but I wanted to do facts. Oh, I'm shaking. Okay, the e-grinder pump that you guys are so nicely going to give us, which costs on average of $300, but I don't know what you guys paid. The e-grinder. Oh, I gave it to somebody to look at, but I didn't get it back. The e-grinder pump. Who did I give that to? All right, the e-grinder pump. This comes from Citizens Energy Group and E1. If that's a familiar name, last time I was told that's the grinder pump we're getting from E1. Is that still the same, the E1 grinder? The grinder pump itself costs on average about $300. Now, that could change a little bit. But installing the grinder pump will be between $4,000 and $5,000, but it varies per property. And that is in addition to the connection fee of another $2,500 approximately. So while the grinder pump is a great gift, it is nowhere near what we need to get that installed. Just wanted to bring that up. And talking about the alternatives, because you guys seem to say that if we don't get sewers, we're killing the bay. I would like to remind everyone, if you don't know this name, Eugene Nadeau was an often ignored constituent in this city that fought to educate everybody on how wrong this sewer system is for a lot of people. And he went on and on and on that our leaders, including the gentleman from DEM who told me today, again, should be fighting the storm drain runoffs. That's what's polluting the bay. Should be passing a bill that the chemicals used on the lawns of the waterfront properties should be banned. That's what's polluting the bay. You can read it on DEM's site. You can read it on Save the Bay. A properly functioning septic system actually brings good bacteria to the soil. That's a fact. Off the website. I'm not a scholar by any means. I work 11 and a half hours a day. I don't have time for this. But when common sense tells you something, you just think maybe somebody's missing something. You guys sit up here, and I wonder how many of you have a septic. Okay. Here is an alternative that's more affordable, one of approved alternatives off of the DEM site, which I also printed that out. This is from the AJ Foss. They provide service to every state but Rhode Island. Sterling Enterprises does Rhode Island. This is called the Norwego Singulaire. These are pictures, demonstrate. Maybe you guys don't know about it. It will provide a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house on a waterfront or postage-sized stamp yard for $20,000. It's a sand filtration system. It does a nitrogen processing thing. It's kind of beyond me. I had to call them 3 times. This is what we can use. We don't have to do sewer because you guys need money to fix a crumbling water pipe system in our city. We don't need them. And to insult us, I'm speaking for myself, to insult me by saying that there were heroic steps made to bring $25,000 down to $17,000, it's beyond insulting. We have a median income of $62,000 in our neighborhood. You can halt this. You can do the right thing for all of these people who did not have the wool pull over their eyes. They had all these facts given to them. Alternatives, facts. That's what they were given. And by the way, a year ago, I didn't know any of these people because I work 11 and a half hours a day. I didn't even know that woman until 2 weeks ago when I was out bringing the trash in, and she walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, this is a group of residents. It's not a club. It's not a political group. They were a group of residents who didn't know that there were other residents wondering the same thing. That's called grassroots. And for some reason, you guys seem to think we were a clique. You can't think past the political body. You never looked at us as individuals. And that's what scares me, that maybe you guys are living in a bubble. You can halt this. There are other alternatives. I've got more alternatives you can look at from DEM and Save the Bay. Did I say everything? I'm sorry, you guys. You're being patient to listen. You want to go home too. I get it. Oh, yeah. Wow. All right. Wow. Okay. What? Okay, yeah, we got to get going. The public request that I put out asking for the companies that bid, I asked for the companies that bid, and of the companies that bid, who had experience with HVD? I got the spreadsheet, very basic, what their prices were. D'Amber got it. I did another public records request. Who had experience of these 3 companies? Nothing. Now we find out the company we have doesn't have experience, is subbing it out, and will be charging more money. And I thought we were trying to keep our city solvent.
Next up is Charlie Scott. Charlie Scott.
My name is Charlie Scott, Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I don't have any fancy paperwork or anything like that. And, you know, I just wanted to say, I spent 20 years working for the city. I got hurt as a firefighter. I'm disabled. I'm almost 70 years old, you know. I have a house on Rocky Point Ave next to the Blueberry Farm, and I own the commercial building on Tidewater. And, you know, when you came by Rocky Point Ave, it was $5,000, and I paid it. I'm not paying $16,000. And you know, and my place is on a corner, so you know, what am I going to hit with two streets? You know, it ain't going to happen. You know, and my question was why you just couldn't do something for the sewers, for the failing septics down there. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm not going to pay for it. You come to my house 20 years from now to get the money. Tom Selleck's going to answer. Don't say, Charlie, reverse the mortgage. All the money's gone. It's crazy. That's all I wanted to say is that people can't afford it. The streets are a mess. They barely pick the garbage up. I seen a street cleaner once, and you're worried about sewers, you know? I don't know how you sleep at night, you guys, you know? Thank you.
John Begarazzi.
Yes, my name is John Begarazzi. I had moved to Warwick in 2000. Is it better? Yeah. I'd moved to Warwick in 2003 on Penner Avenue. When I bought the house at that time with my now ex-wife, we were told we would have sewers. Now, mind, this is 2003. We'd have sewers within 3 to 5 years. It's now 18. I'm now 54. Given the guidelines of this 30-year payment process, I hope to the goddess that I will still be around in 30 years. Part of my family history is that I might live that long, other sides not. My next-door neighbor, from whom I bought the house, passed away 2 months ago, leaving an elderly widowed wife. How is she going to be able to pay off for the sewers? As has been mentioned by some of the other people preceding me, our leaders have been told, we were told by certain people that things would be done. It has now been apparent that sometimes that has not been the case. I've been reading online through the group that even though the assessment is supposed to be around 69 for a single family, the cost could escalate to as much as $70,000. I might have to sell my house. I'm sure others are probably going to be in the same boat as well. I'm sorry? My fiance lives in West Warwick. She has sewers. But in some ways, she actually likes my house better because of the community. My house is literally I wouldn't say a stone's throw, but a 5-minute walk to the water. Her favorite phrase is, each house has something the other lacks. And in my case, it's the sewers. Back when I was promised the sewers, or at least the subject was broached, you know, at the time of the sale, the idea sounded great. Now, as the popular phrase goes, not so much. In listening to other people who have spoken before me today, and I'm not going to be having a lot of facts and figures in front of them, to which I do appreciate those who did. I will admit that when I got that letter in the mail last week or the week and a half ago, it was a gut punch. Because to be honest, and I apologize for this, how this is going to sound, I'm scared shitless right now. Could I make the payments? I don't know. I hope I qualify for any type of extensions or assistance. I'm fortunate that about 11 years ago, I almost had to sell the house because I was going through a divorce. Thankfully, I was able to go through a modification of my mortgage, and I was able to keep the house. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. And while family has offered to help you in some ways, I can't ask my own parents, who are retired, to help with a finance such as this. This assistance should have come from our leaders. And it appears that, as other speakers have demonstrated, that hasn't happened. I try to look at the two sides of the same coin, and I want to believe our leaders are doing the best for us. And yet, people have spoken today showing there are alternatives that we have tried to speak, I'm sorry, we have tried to have our voices heard, only to be turned to ears of tin and deaf ears. 18 years ago, I would have loved the idea of having sewers. Now I don't want them. I'm not sure what else I can say, but just I hope that if there are alternatives as proposed by some of the other residents who have approached them, I would be open to that. And I hope you as our leaders would be willing to listen to those ideas and perhaps reach some sort of compromise. I understand that if we have things here and anything here, there has to be some sort of middle ground. And right now, it appears it's your way or the highway. And I'm afraid that some of us, including myself, will be run over. Thank you.
Michelle McMahon.
Hi, can everybody hear me? Okay, my name is Michelle McMahon, and I just want to say that I am proud to say that I belong to that negative group of people that the mayor calls us. Okay, I'm part of that negative group. Hello, everybody, and I'm glad to be. Now, Mr. Lattiser, I would like to know, last year at the Zoom September meeting, you didn't know if there was a commodities escalation clause in the contract. So is there one now? And if there is, who does it favor? Does it favor the city? Because if it favors the city, we all know we're stuck paying the overages, okay, if it favors the city. So please answer.
So you're correct. Last year, I did not have an answer for that. This year, right now, you've already received the answer. The mayor spoke about it earlier. The director of the sewer authority spoke about it, and it is capped at $16,900 for a single family unit. It's capped. No. You're shaking your head no. Why no. is that?
You're not answering my question.
Then I don't
Where
understand
is the
it.
Cost escalation clause. Who does it favor? Who's going to pay the overages, in other words? Because we know there will be. Governor Francis had at least 25% in overages for mm-hmm. their cost. Who's going to pay the overages? Us? Or you?
No, you are not paying any more than $16,900. If there
Do
are...
Do you have that in writing?
Yes.
Do you have it in writing? Do you have it in writing, Mayor, that... Do you have it in writing that we're going to get that money from the American Rescue Plan? No, sir, I do not believe you do.
Ma'am, I sent out a letter signed.
Is there I can't six, hear you. Please remove your
I mouse. Sent a letter out. I signed
it. I got it.
$16,900. I've said it 15 times publicly. $16,900. That is all you'll pay. That's it.
Who's going to pay the overages?
Okay, well, you have it here publicly. $16,900. I'll say it 50 more times. $16,900. Overages are being covered by American Rescue money paid by the city.
Do you have that in writing? Yes, right there. It is possible that some of the funding...
No, the American Rescue money is not going to affect your property taxes. Okay. I've got funds from the American Rescue Plan.
Not
they're federal funds. They have no effect on your property taxes.
Yes, come. Hope now.
Can we please keep the comments to the person at the podium in the order that people have signed in?
I don't mind the help.
She's asking me for her help, so I'm helping. The question that is being posed is this.
My teacher voice. I'm only going to...
Can you state your name, please, asked. For the record,
my
ma'am?
My name is Pauline Janess, and I live at Katy Avenue.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The question that is being posed here is you signed a contract. The contract that you signed is based on 2016 numbers. The WSA is on record as saying that each year a project escalates by 5%. You signed a contract on 2016 numbers. So the reality is the contract should have started at $27 million, and it did not, number one. Number two, we all know assessments are based on final cost of project. Contract is only one portion of final, like contract is part of the construction cost. You have allocated, today you told Parker Gavigan that you have allocated $3 million of the American Rescue Plan money to the Bayside project. You are coming into this project.
I said, I said to Parker Gavigan at least $3 million and whatever it takes more to do this project.
Unfortunately, in your budget that you presented for 2021 and 2022, you have clearly line itemed $7 million towards sewers as a whole.
And
$3 million toward water. I'm talking about sewers and only sewers in the Bayside sewer project. So you've allocated $7 million. If you are starting at a contract that is under budgeted by $10 million to begin with, and you're telling us that the assessments, because earlier today when you opened up, you said that you believe that they're actually technically going to be $35,000 per household, but you're going to cap it at that $17,000. You are saying that that $3 million is going to fill the gap when we're starting at a negative $7 million. So the question that Michelle is posing here is, as we know, you have taken an $18 million surplus of the American Rescue Plan for the final year that's allowed, and in your own words, you said that year will be an assessment year to see if there are any gaps to fill in the first two budgets. These are your words.
Yes.
You are short. So therefore,
how am I short?
There'll be a difference.
We have received $31 million in American Rescue. That's what we'll be. That's what we. I'm going to answer your question this way. This project is capped at $16,900. It will never cost a resident more than $16,900.
No, it's going to be an assessment in this area, which thank you so very much for that amazing $16,900 bill. However, the reality is the city will finish paying the project. The city will have cost overruns. The city will have to raise property taxes to
no,
meet the gap. Yes, it will.
That's not
as
true.
As well as the WSA will have to raise their rates.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
It is absolutely not true.
It is absolutely your exact words.
It is absolutely not true.
And here is your definitive words that are in writing that you submitted. It is possible. The word is possible. It doesn't say that this is 100% earmarked. It is possible that some of the funding could also be used to subsidize the long-delayed Bayside Sewer Project. This is your words. Your document.
Okay, so it's possible that some of the money would be used. Some of the money is being used.
And it's also very possible that earmarked projects will go elsewhere. That happens all the time.
Ma'am, I don't know. I don't know how many more ways I can say it. This project is capped at $16,900.
And I don't know how many more times we have to say it. You campaigned saying that you would have this discussion prior to signing a contract. Obviously, we know things can change, don't we?
That will not change.
Thank you, Pauline.
Okay, let's see. Since you won't answer that question.
No, I did answer that question, ma'am.
No, you didn't.
I've answered that question 15 times tonight.
No, you didn't.
$16,900. That's it.
And
I wish
aggressive.
It was lower.
You're getting a little aggressive. So, I'm sorry, what? So, I'd like to know also if the Narragansett Indian tribe has signed off on this yet.
They never signed the memorandum of agreement that we have.
So, and you're just going to plow right through their burial grounds?
We're not plowing through. We're drilling around them. That's the reason for directional drilling.
You're disturbing them. And you can do that without their permission?
We're doing drilling, directional drilling around the architectural features that have been mapped out.
It's blind drilling. You don't know where you're going. You're drilling blind. You're not opening up a trench. It's blind drilling, and you are sending it out, subbing it out to another company because you wanted to give the award to D'Ambra because you are all buddies with D'Ambra.
Ma'am. Michelle, I believe I can answer your question. So it's not blind drilling. And if you, all you people that live in the Bayside Project area have seen over the past, all you people that live in the Bayside Project area over the past several years have seen test pitting going on, investigations going on, and mapping. Gordon Archibald Engineering, in conjunction with the Public Archaeological Liaison Group, have determined where the sites are. So for you to say that they're plowing or we're plowing through it, it's certainly not true. So a memorandum of agreement was written with the EPA doing the oversight, Gordon Archibald, as well as the Sewer Authority, to determine where those sites were. This is why we had to go to directional drilling rather than a gravity system. So the gravity system would have plowed, in a sense, through those areas. If you look at the literature that was handed out tonight, there is an open cut area, conventional dig and go. Those areas were determined to have no significant or artifacts at all, if that makes any sense. So what we're doing now, Michelle, is going underneath all the artifacts so that we can provide sewer service.
Okay.
So okay. we're not plowing okay. through anything.
Okay. You're all set. So also, Mr. Lattiser, you promised over and over again that we would not have to pay for paving. But it's actually not true because we will be paying for paving. And I don't know how you can make that promise because it's actually a law that we have to pay for the paving.
First of all, I don't know why you're saying I promised
because
that you would
did.
Not. No.
You said
no.
you will never
no.
pay for
what?
Paving.
No, that's not true.
You said you will never pay for paving.
That is not true.
Yes, it's true.
What I said, and it's on the record, plenty of places, what I said was I will do everything I can to keep the cost of the roads off the cost of the sewers. That's what I said. I further went on to say that it is very unfair, in my opinion, that the cost of the road should be factored into the price of the sewers. That's what I said. So also, 9 years ago, what we were told was the sewers were going to cost us $35,000. As a matter of fact,
we should be happy now, right?
I'm not saying that. You asked me a question, and I want to try and provide you with the appropriate answer. 9 years ago, there was a flyer drop done in that ward, and it stated that the cost of the sewers. Did Councilman Lattiser tell you the cost of the sewers are going to be $35,000 to $40,000? No, I never told you that, because that wasn't a number that I knew for certain. But we did know that back then in 2013, that the cost of the sewers were projected to be somewhere in the vicinity of $35,000. I also have been saying for 9 years that the longer we kick the can down the road from bringing the sewers to Bayside 1, 2, and 3, the more expensive it's going to be. The construction cost. Excuse me?
You want to be the one to do that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You want to be the one, the big hero that's going to bring the sewers to Bayside for a select group of people that want the sewers, when clearly there's more people that don't want the sewers.
This isn't a select group of people.
It is a select, just like we're a select group of negative people.
There
you
are
have your select group.
There are over 900 properties in Bayside 1, 2, and 3.
And you keep telling everybody you are lying when you say that.
Now,
everybody
excuse me.
Sewers.
Don't. Please, I did not call you a liar. Do not call me a liar.
Okay.
Because I have never,
I apologize.
I have never lied. I resent the fact that I'm called a liar. What I did say and have said and will continue to say that when I campaigned in I'm going to finish addressing your accusation. When I did say was, thank you. I appreciate that. So in 2012, when I was campaigning, one of the largest single issues that I was told was if you win this election, you need to do everything you can to bring us sewers.
Okay, thank you. I'm all set. I'm all set. Everyone here.
Alexi Weaver, please.
I can't take my mask off. So I'm going to talk really loud. I can't take my mask off because my wife is in cancer treatment and I'm immunocompromised. So this is the first time that I've been in a room with more than five people since March of last year. So I need you to understand the risk that I am putting myself at my family, in my family, and to be here, because this was the only way to make sure that you heard my public comments. So with that being said, the first thing I want to say is, ma'am, when you rolled your eyes at the comment about gravity-based sewer systems, for me to be here and see you have that attitude towards constituents is unacceptable. So we'll start there. Second, I'm going to read to you this board that I created, which I'm happy to let you look at after as well. I apologize. So I'm going to read this board to you that I brought. Do you mind holding this for me so it's easier? So gravity-based waste management systems like septic are greener and better for the environment. And that is per the EPA's own website and guidance since 1987. So I found guidance dating back to 1987, and as recent as August of 2021. You have said in the start of this discussion today that this is not a gravity-based system. Therefore, this is not the greenest option, first and foremost. I am an environmentalist. I care about the bay, I care about the pollution, and I want the cesspools to be fixed now, not in 3 years. You can use funding from the American Rescue Plan to expand septic to houses that have cesspools. It has been done, and you can look at the compendium of decentralized wastewater demonstration grant products from the EPA from last month to get that information. So we'll start there. Secondly, the interest. So you want to keep playing the numbers game, and that's fine. The interest on this product, if we get, so if it's a 2% loan that you get, and then we add 1.25%, right? That already puts us at 3.25%. So if I take a loan on 16.9 at 3.25% for 30 years, I pay $26,478 over the course of 30 years. And that's not even if I hook up. Let's also talk about, so the e-grinder. Okay, so again, you're giving us this pump. Great, thank you. You're not hooking it up. You're not providing the maintenance. They have a shelf life of 20 to 25 years. So before I'm even done paying off my 30-year loan for the pipes in the road, I'm then paying to replace and reinstall the entire e-grinder. So as per the WSA records, you are on record saying that there are also internal components of the e-grinder that have to be replaced every 6 years that costs around $1,500. So if that is the case, if they cost $1,500 times every 6 years, that's another, like, I'm very bad at math, but that's a lot of money. So we went ahead, I priced out for my house what it would look like if we hooked up to sewer over the course of the next 30 years. We lived in Bayside for 3 years. It is at minimum $68,778. I could replace my entire septic system, which is working beautifully, beautifully, for not $17,000, okay? Like $17,000. Then on top of that, I could have it pumped every 3 years and I would still be under $20,000. Like, I need you to understand, you are ruining lives. Like, we just bought this house. My wife is in cancer treatment. And we are gonna have to sell. We are not going to pay. We cannot do that. Like, during COVID, and, you know, I voted for you, Frank. I voted for you. And I voted for you because you said that you would talk to us before you did anything. So imagine my shock when 3 weeks ago I got this letter with this great deal about 16.9 as if I don't understand interest. $26,000 with interest. No one has $17,000 lying around during a pandemic. I need you to understand that. You are destroying lives. My neighbors, okay, so again, I don't know who just said this. I literally just met all of these women who have been doing this project long before I even lived here, who have been talking about this. And frankly, I am so upset that there are disabled, retired people who have dedicated their entire lives to making this neighborhood what it is today. And you are choosing actively to not listen to them, to disregard what is best for the environment, and instead force a project that will literally put the entirety of the infrastructure on the backs of a small percentage of the population. This is an equity issue. And what you are doing is wrong. And I'd actually like to talk also about the 5% increase that Pauline was just talking about. Because WSA, on record, when they were talking about Governor Francis Farms costs going up like $10,000, they said it was because of the 5% per year cost inflation on the bid. So again, as she said, if we started at 17 million, it's already like 27 million right now. And in 3 years, it's going to be more. And do you know who pays that? Taxpayers. So either WSA raises rates, which I'm sure they will, you're going to have to raise property taxes. You're also actively trying to force people out via selling. Like, don't act, this is also not about forcing people out who you want to, who can't afford. I'm clearly very upset right now. Like, I think everyone can tell that I'm very upset right now. But I am not going to stand here and let you ruin the lives of people who have lived here for 30 years. 30 plus years. And you know what? That's where I'm gonna leave it. But shame on you, shame on you in particular. And honestly, the WSA board, I was shocked to learn that you were all still the ones who were in charge during the 2018 spill at Buckeye Brook. Yes. So feel free to come see me in my poster board after this if you'd like to learn more. But just a reminder that you were cited by the DEM. For violations of Rhode Island's Water Pollution Control Act, the Water Quality Regulations, Rhode Island Pollution Discharge Elimination System Regulations Act, and the Rules and Regulations for Operation of Maintenance of Wastewater Treatment Facilities. So you cannot possibly be the best choice for the environment. And as someone who cares about the Bay, this is not going to happen.